Satan is the great deceiver, the king of the masquerade. And he can't help but to try and hide the truth of salvation. When Jesus was placed on the cross, it was not a parlor trick. The Heavenly Father doesn't have to fool anyone into eternity. Here's Pastor Xavier Rees with today's Simple Truth.
The death of Jesus was real. He actually died just as he actually hungered, thirsted, tired, slept, bled, just according to the gospel. Don't believe that he fainted according to the Passover plot, which is a complete lie. The death of Jesus was confirmed by the soldiers who examined the other two malefactors in John 19:33. The death of Jesus caused Pilate to marvel that he had already died in Mark 15:44. The death of Jesus is attested in all four Gospels. In fact, his death is crucial because the death was the payment. The resurrection is the receipt of guarantee that the payment was accepted, paid in full. When he was 12 years old, you know that he told Mary and Joseph as he stayed behind in the temple, questioning the doctors, "Did you not know that I must be about my Father's business?" Jesus was declaring his complete confidence in the Father's plan. To crucify a son for the sins of the world by his determined purpose and foreknowledge. Acts 2:23 tells us that. So the Father crucified his son from before the world began in his plan. The Father did it to make only one way for man to be redeemed, but also to return to the Father. Listen to John 13:1. Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour had come and that he should depart from the world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end or the uttermost. He knew that he would be dying very shortly and returning to the Father. John tells us Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands and that he had come from God and was going to God, John 13:3. John again says, "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you," John 14:2. But notice also, to demonstrate his love for the world, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Therefore, if Jesus Christ died for the whole world, then there must be at least one opportunity given to every individual born into this world. And he gave us a picture of that, that you can't miss. Two thieves on the cross, both equally distant, both equally listening, both equally being petitioned by Jesus. One accepts, the other one rejects. There you have human history. Listen to Paul. God demonstrating his own love towards us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us, the ungodly. Romans 5, 6, and 8. I presume you qualify.
You've been listening to Simple Truths with Pastor Xavier Rees, a daily devotional of the enriching and precious truths found in God's Word. We appreciate you listening each weekday at this time, but you can hear this program again by following the radio listings link at calvarychapelpasadena.com. For more on the other ministries at Calvary Chapel Pasadena, visit our website. There you'll find information about weekly events, Pastor Xavier's messages, even online booklets in English and Spanish. It's all at calvarychapelpasadena.com. Simple Truths is a radio ministry of Calvary Chapel Pasadena.